Good evening, one and all. Welcome along. It is season 5, episode number 60. And you are not being absolutely delusional, folks. Yes, it's me here on a Thursday night. Mike has been sick as a dog all day. You don't want to know what the pictures we've been getting in our group chat have been like. So I'm joining in. And as always, Joe, great to have you along. So how are we both doing, gentlemen?
Yeah, really well, thanks yourself.
Not too bad. I can't believe it's 2 weeks to draft night.
Sorry, man, it's fast approaching it. Like I say, we'll be getting ourselves, all of the fans over this side, we'll be getting ourselves ready with, I don't know, beer, coffee, wine, whatever your tipple is, with loads of snacks to keep us up. It's going to be a long night, especially picking up 24.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be... Like, I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, this draft just... It's kind of snuck up on me. I haven't been as prepared as I have been in prior years for this draft. And like when I was doing the show with Mike on Tuesday night, we kind of mentioned, oh, it's 2 weeks away. And I was like, oh, crap, I thought I had another week. You know, and it's like, jeepers. It'll be here in
I think it's because of how long we're thinking. Like, usually, I'm saying to you before, like, it's my favorite kind of weekend on the NFL calendar, like even more than the Super Bowl. But because we're so far down the draft there, we're at the mercy of everybody else. So it's like, when you kind of look at doing mocks, it's like, oh, that's really probably going to happen because these are the few teams that trade up, trade down, down before we even get on the clock. So it's like, let's just see how it pans out on the night.
Yeah. Jamie, come closer to the mic. We're losing some of your infinite words of wisdom.
Oh, no, you don't need those kind of words.
Well, considering you bailed on me again on Tuesday night.
No offense. You know, Leeds United is my first love, and in the season ticket all the way, I've got to. You see, I sit on here with you guys and listen, have you blasting my head while I'm going there and then blasting me a bit, like the lesser of two evils.
I mean, look at Craig. Thursday night, Europa League, and he's foregoing that to be here with us. You know,
It's moving me to tears with how much you're giving to the two of us. So appreciate that.
Anytime.
But what we said we'd try and do tonight, guys, is and as Joel said, 2 weeks away from being all in. Oh, let's not try and go there, Joel, yet. But what we decided to do tonight is try and look at some trade scenarios in terms of our Dallas Cowboys and, you know, what they can do. Currently, we have picks 24, 56, 87. Then we're down into the compensatory picks in the end of the fifth round. So we've 174, 216. 233 and 244. So there's a huge big gap in there of nearly 100 picks and then nearly another 40 picks. You know, it is in fact over 40 picks before we get back on the clock. So, I mean, before we get into the bones of it, I mean, what are your own thoughts? Are you looking for the Cowboys to trade down? Are you looking... Do you think they'll just do what they've done for the last couple of years and just kind of stand pat and see where the board comes to them, or is it kind of a combination of both?
I think there's a temptation to wait and see. And we have been lucky with Micah Parsons, with CeeDee Lamb. We've been lucky at what has fallen to us. And we almost buy into this ethos of the, you know, we build through the draft. So whatever comes to us, we can turn that into gold. I think because this year we don't have the capital, yes, we've probably got a really good write-up on the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds that could come to us that actually could be starters, a la Dak and so on. But because we've got so many holes and because we've got so little capital, we've got to hit with all three. Yeah. So in a off-season where we've just been seen nothing from the front office, whether they move up, which I think is highly unlikely, in the first, potentially we could see third up into the second. More likely if we move back and just try and replenish that pool and be able to pick up some more real prospects further down. I just want to see something. I want to see Dallas saying, this is, we know who we've got. We know what we want.
Yeah.
We're going to do it no matter what it is.
Yeah. Jamie, what about yourself? Are you captain trade down or are you looking for them to stand pat, just see what happens, see what falls to them and just make good picks?
Stay pat or trade back. Like, we just haven't got the capital to move up. And then if you're going to move, then if you're looking to move up, who are you going to move up for? Because if you're going to, you have definitely got enough draft capital to move up for a quarterback, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have to go into the top four if you look to play a new quarterback. But I don't think that that's where we're going to go for. If you're then going to, if you're looking for another target to go alongside, so you'll think to probably the top 10, top 12. So I think for what we need, you're probably going to stand pat. I wouldn't be opposed to moving back, but not out of the first round.
Yeah, we'd need the King's ransom to go do something, like if Carolina absolutely have to have the wide receiver four, what's it called, Thomas is falling, or they're in love with someone. We'd have to get a lot from them, maybe both their two picks early in the second to consider moving back. For me, I think in terms of moving back, our goals are offensive line. There's not really any doubt there. And if you push Joe Alt out, who's going in the top 10, there is such a pool of number 12 to number 30 that really you don't need to go up to chase unless they've absolutely fallen in love and know something more than we do. They don't need to go up to chase. There's going to be three or four prospects at our pick. And there's probably, depending on how desperate there's probably one or two that we can absolutely make something of around 27 to 30. So I'd be fine with dropping back, picking up a third or early fourth, and still being able to get someone that is a real difference maker.
Yeah. I said, I think, not to obviously add on about it, but if the Cowboys do decide to go a different direction, essentially a rebuild, kind of, or a partial rebuild. So you don't want to give away next year's picks, because unless you absolutely think of the place next year, well, looking at the early draft classes for next year for QBs, you have to potentially go up in the draft. So you're going to need to cap up that. But also, sticking with that, you need some new players to kind of keep that window open. So a bit. Excuse me, this has been the word. If they went up, like you said, you don't want to be giving something. If they move up two or three spots to just secure one of the things that happens, you know, like trade back a little bit and take one of the linebackers, or if you might get slayed for this. But even if you move back to us, as far as the running back that you want in the second round is going to be there, and like I say, maybe taking a Jonathan Brooks late in the round, just so obviously we've come up with Texas this year, so you've got that 5th-year option. I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you think, Ryan?
Like, for me and I've kind of done the sums on this already. We need to get somewhere into that middle ground, into the in around the 120s. We need to try and get our fourth round pick back from last year. Jamie's just dropped off, folks. We're just trying to get sort out his audio there, so he should be with us in a second. We need to try and get a fourth round pick back in some way, or a couple of or try and get a couple of fifths or something like that. So hopefully Jamie is back with us. You're back with us, Jamie?
Think so. We'll see how long this lasts.
That's better. But yeah, I definitely think we need to get something in the fourth round at least. Or if you can try and trade back in the first round, get a third round pick and try and convert that third round pick into a fourth and a fifth. You know, just kind of ride the board down a little bit. You know, as Jamie was kind of saying, maybe your second round pick, you go back to the top of the third and pick up a fifth and a sixth or something like that. Just get extra picks, because you guys both said, we have holes. We need wide receiver. We need corner. We need offensive line. We need center. We need edges. You know, maybe we even need a tight end or two. You know, like, there's not really many areas on this team that you're going, we couldn't do with someone at that position.
Yeah.
Could you maybe look at it the other way in terms of, let's say, maybe dropping back and picking up, maybe converting that third into a fourth? How many holes the team's got?
Yeah,
I think people are going to slide from the second into the third. So I'd be loath, unless we've already picked up another third, I'd be loath to move out of the third and, you know, be trying to pick up some real development, because we have a record of doing development into starters, but I don't think we've got time for. I think if the Eagles are trying to recover from their shocking end to the season, if the Giants and the Commanders have the capital to be loading up on things, they're going for starters. We kind of need first, second, third round starters, and not just starters and hope, but, you know, this is starters and they're the future.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you're alluding very well there, Craig, in terms of what you're saying, is that, you know, we actually need our draft class this year to actually come in and boost what's there. Because if you look at our draft class last year, Mazi Smith didn't really contribute. Schoonmaker didn't contribute. Overshown got injured. Fehoko didn't really do anything. Richards didn't do anything. Scott, you gave up your fifth round pick, didn't dress. Moreno Cropper dropped, and I think Jonathan Brooks, I think, was the other wide receiver they took, and again, didn't really contribute. You know, so what you need from this draft class is to come in, and like that draft class in 2016 or 2018 with them, Leighton Van Der Esch, you need them contributing from day one.
Yeah.
You need instant impact. So you need your Zeke, your Jalen, your Dak, your Anthony Brown, your Charles Tapper, every single player to have an impact. Or like in 2018, when you had Leighton, you had Connor Williams, you had Dalton Schultz, all of those guys came in and made an impact in their first season. And that's what we need from this draft class.
So we need a whole draft class full of Brandon Aubrey caliber people. Just knocking out of the park straight out.
Yeah. So We're going to jump into this, because I've just seen the comment in from Joe, and Joe has absolutely read my mind in terms of what way I was going to go. So the first trade down option I have for you guys is the Buffalo Bills approach us at 24, right? Now, the Buffalo Bills right now have a starting wide receiver room where Khalil Shakir is their number one wide receiver. They need receivers, and they need receivers bad. So Joe has suggested that we trade back with Buffalo, take their first round pick, and also pick up their fourth round pick, which to me, when I look at Jimmy Johnson's trade chart, is very light. So what I would propose in this scenario, and what I had thought out, was to take their third round pick. So what that's giving us is we've 740 points with pick 24. If you pick up their first round pick, which is 620, and their third round pick, that gives you 748.
They don't have a third round pick.
They don't have a third round pick. Okay.
No.
So that rules that out.
They've got a pair of fourths.
Right. So let's take those two fourth round picks that they have. So that's probably going to give you a bit more. And add to that, they're going to have to give you something else. They're going to have to give you a sixth round pick. So if the Buffalo Bills approach and go, right, we'll give you a first rounder, two fourth rounders, and a sixth rounder, would that be a trade you guys would consider?
Jamie?
It depends on who you're looking at yourselves. I know that sounds really stupid, but it depends on if you're going to put players on the board and say this is who available.
Yeah. I mean, Bills we know are going wide receiver. Cardinals probably aren't picking up their offensive line, or they would have done it with one of their with an earlier pick. Maybe they're desperate, they would have gone alt. Packers, they're definitely going secondary, so not a concern for us. This shows how much time I spend on mock draft simulators. and then it's there. So yeah, if JPJ's off the board, if Guyton's gone and the other tackles are gone, if sort of we're just looking at one, then yeah, we have to snap there. We can't really be trying to pick up someone in the 30s ranked with the now 28th picked. If there are two or three left, then yeah, I'd roll the dice. I'd say absolutely. We recognize that you need a wide receiver now. We recognize that you can't wait for Baltimore or 49ers or Chiefs to jump up and take Thomas or Polk or Legat or someone like that kind of tier. I would absolutely hold their feet to the fire and say, yeah, I want those two fours. I want to replenish our mid round, and then we can get a 28, generally the same caliber that we can get a 24.
Yeah. So I just have a mock draft running in the background right now, okay? So what I have in that mock draft is the top five or six players available to us are Laiatu Latu, Cooper DeJean, Graham Barton, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and Michael Penix Jr. Okay. And Tyler Guyton.
Is this at 24 or 28?
24. At 24.
I think in that situation, I would drop back. I think if either, I prefer Barton, but if JPJ is still there, great. If both of them somehow manage to go in those few picks, it's not a complete write-off because Cupid's gene could be very good. Not sure about Latu. Maybe a stretch Guyton.
For me, I think right now, if that was the draft board, I would be handing in the card for a Latu.
Yeah.
I think Latu is the best edge in this class. And I would walk over broken glass and hand in that card right now, even over Graham Barton and Jackson Powers-Johnson.
It's the injury concern for me still.
Yeah, why has he dropped past the Rams and stuff? Yeah.
The Cowboys are very... I know they're very good. It's the injured. 24. Yeah, I would probably hand card in the barn if you're talking the trade scenario and go back to get to the horse and get 28. I would be opposed to 28.
Right.
And addressing the other thing for the second.
So, do you guys want to trade that pick?
I would.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to accept this pick, all right?
Yeah.
So, we're moving down.
Oh, this is tense.
Okay, so what's happened is we've moved down. We still have Latu, Barton, Powers Johnson, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Michael Penix Jr. on the board. And Carolina have come up to offer us pick 33 and their future a 2025 third round pick.
Well, is this for 24?
For 24, yeah. No, for 28.
No, I'm not taking it. I'm not giving up that pick.
Yeah, no, we risked it. It's locked out. I'd take Barton here, and we've got a couple of fourths to supplant it. Someone like 49ers would take JPJ or Barton, so probably too much of a risk.
Yeah. So you're both happy to take Graham Barton, or do you want to discuss Barton and JPJ here?
JPJ's at 28. Yeah. I think I'd take him. I like Barton, but he's got an out centre, best centre in the draft.
You know, yeah,
pretty much call it the second round.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the medical things with JPJ. I'd be
that's a concern for me. That's why I lean towards Barton in this scenario.
And well, I think he's number one centre. You're right, Jamie. But I think Barton is number two centre and number two guard. And I'd rather have that versatility at this point than gamble with JPJ. Brian, you still taking Latu?
If it's me, I'm crawling over the broken glass right now. I'm rolling round in that broken glass. That is how much I would take Latu.
As long as he's not rolling around in the broken glass.
Well, no, we definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think there's some we're not even talking about Cooper at 28 or
yeah.
I mean, put Penix to one side. But who was the other one you said?
So Latu, Barton, Powers Johnson, McKinstry, Penix, and Adonai Mitchell.
I mean, Mitchell and Kool-Aid, they're all we get an absolute steal at 28 with any of those. So I'd be happy with any of them, just Barton a little more happy.
Jamie, what about you?
Yeah, like I say, JPJ is there at 28. I think you're getting excellent value. Barton, I like him. I said, the versatility is there. As I mentioned, if I'm cool, because you're getting defensive backs in draft that low. I don't think you've got a favor for you, could you, to be fair?
Make a call. Who are you picking?
JPJ.
JPJ. Oh, you're putting this on me, you know.
You've got the button.
I've got the button.
So when you say you've got the button before, do we do it? So we've got JPJ, just for the fact.
Yeah. For me, on a choice between JPJ and Barton, I would take Barton. That would be my call on it, because it's just too much of an unknown with what's going on with JPJ right now, with the injuries, with the concerns with him. And for me, the fact that we all saw the beast yesterday from Dane Brugler. Dane Brugler had Graham Barton as his number one centre. Like, Dane doesn't get it wrong.
See, if you, that was the only kind of knock it on Barton. And I'm not going to sound like I'm going to contact myself here. There's more. I saw more in the yard, and that's why I was thinking that we talked about it before. The last time was on a driver. After what happened, we had issues in terms of it elsewhere on the line. And then we have like an out and out set and keep Tyler Smith at guard. But if you're saying as a pure out and out centered, that would be the pick. But I don't know how you want to place him in. I think place him in the gallery, but
yeah.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah. Like, for me, and I'm going to push the button on this, we're going to take Barton. Because it's just the injury concerns worry me with Powers Johnson, and the fact that even Dane has picked him as his number one centre over Jackson Powers Johnson. It just sits better with me to take him. And yeah, I agree with you, Jamie, in terms of, you know, is Barton a jack of all trades and a master of none? I'd refer back to Dane and say, look, Dane has said he's the best centre. Go with that.
Yeah, if you're going to place him for this mark as a centre, then yeah, I would.
Yeah.
So
we're rolling through this mock draft anyway. Oh, hold on. I've got to restart this because I only set it as a one round. All that again, and he's going to be taken probably in the top 10 on us now. So we'll just let it roll. He's still there. But, I mean, if the Chiefs or the 49ers approached you with an offer to come up, and the 49ers turned around and offered you the first, the third, and the fourth round pick. That fourth round pick which we gave them. How intriguing would that be for you guys?
I'd want to know.
What?
I'd want to know. I wouldn't be going yesterday away, because like you say, if they're coming up and I would, and it was just, I know, like you said, just for the fact they said they generally showed information. I think that's why the Cowboys the other year were happy to trade back for Mike Parsons, only because it was with the Eagles on it, and Eagles were Mike Parsons.
If
they're willing to share that information, then yeah, everyone will listen.
In that situation where we were talking about, where those five or six people on the board still and the 49ers were coming up, it's more difficult because we're more likely to see the 49ers this year in the postseason than we are the Bills, sadly. So there's the conference sting, but I probably would take it for a third and a fourth rather than, what did we say, a first and two fourths. I probably would take it. And then just roll the dice, because I don't think that they would take Barton or JPJ. I think they'd be coming up for probably cornerback help. in that situation. Maybe Adonai Mitchell to try and take them off the Bills. So it's not really taking from us. So I probably would jump at that too.
Yeah. So I've managed to get that right. So we're in the second round, okay? And we've two trade offers. So the Kansas City Chiefs have approached us. They want to flip second rounders to get to make that trade. They're giving us a third rounder, and they're asking us for our compensatory sixth round pick. So you're going to end up with a second, two thirds, and then you've a pick in the fifth round and two more picks in the seventh round.
So what are they giving us, sorry?
Sorry?
What are they giving us?
So they're giving us pick 64 and pick 95.
Don't we also have the 2/4 from the Bills?
Yep.
Okay, that's really starting to look healthy.
What were theirs again in the second? Say 64.
Yeah.
So theirs is the last pick in the second.
We're 58, aren't we?
We're 56.
56, sorry.
So we're going back 8 spots. Okay.
Can I ask that? Who's on the board?
Of course, you want to know who's on the board.
So and specifically, is one of two linebackers not there?
So what I can see is Michael Penix Jr., Leonard Taylor, Jalen Polk, Michael Hall Jr., Braylon Trice, Benson Knott, and Chris Jenkins are the top 7 players available.
Can I ask specifically, you meant wide receivers, who's still on the board? Because if it's Corley or Legat, I'd be interested.
No, they're gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scroll a bit further down, Bryce.
Malachi Corley, Peyton Wilson, Jonathan Brooks, and Cedric Gray are the next 4 available after that.
I'm guessing
Edgerrin Cooper is gone.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting because that linebacker is not going to be there. 8 picks away.
No. Linebacker is my round two. Linebacker or wide receiver is my round two targets.
Yeah. Jonathan Brooks is still there, Jamie.
Yeah, he's tempting, but there's also 2 or 3, maybe 4 good running backs that you could pick up there. Tempting, but personally, I know it's dire, but I just think linebacker's probably more than me.
Yeah. So you've Peyton Wilson, Cedric Gray, Junior Colson, and Trevon Wallace are all still there. Jeremiah Trotter is still there as well. Mm.
So you have
options.
I would gamble there. I would gamble with a drop back. I think there's enough depth. I'm not as convinced with Wilson. Again, medical things. So Trotter, Cooper, not Trotter. Cooper or Trotter are the two that I've got my eye on.
You've available in the linebackers.
Say again?
You've every linebacker bar Edgerrin Cooper available.
Yeah. I would, because you said this is to drop back the second and we pick up the Chiefs third.
Yeah.
I would gamble.
Jamie, what do you think?
It's tempting to get those picks, but then can I throw another scenario at this?
Of course.
just because I don't want to miss. I would take it, but then I would look at trading back up, get the linebacker.
Okay. So if
and
we
if,
take...
And if he's not there, then I'm taking...
Yeah, why don't we offer the Chiefs something like the 2/4 and try and get the Bills 2/4 and try and get their last second, and then that gives us the chance to get the linebacker and someone.
But that's that. So you want to offer the Bills, or you want to offer the Chiefs our two fourth round picks?
No, like you were saying, they were going to come up and take. So we take their trade.
Yeah.
But then we come back up a couple of spots.
Okay. So, right. I get you. So we accept this trade and just let it roll one or two spots and just see what happens.
Yeah.
To give it 2 spot picks to see what's there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're accepting that pick. Okay. So Peyton Wilson went at pick 59. Jonathan Brooks went at 58.
Yeah.
So the mid year.
Corley still there?
Corley is still there. Corley. Cedric Gray is still there. Braden Fisk. So the players you lost were Jalen Polk, Brandon Dorlus, Jonathan Brooks, and Peyton Wilson.
What do you think, Jamie?
So I'm paused at pick 60. It's the Tennessee Titans are on the clock. Do we want to pick up the phone for any of Michael Penix, Leonard Taylor, Michael Hall, Braylon Trice, Ben Sinnott, Chris Jenkins, or Malachi Corley? Or do you want
I'll let Craig choose on the show.
Damn, I tried to hospital pass you, but I ended up rebounding. I reckon we let it go. I reckon we see what we get at 64. And we've still got the thirds and the fourths to pad out the whole roster.
Yeah. So letting it roll, letting it roll, letting it roll. So, guys, this is now upsetting me a little bit, right? So we've got to 64. The best available players on the board are Michael Penix Jr. And I am now contemplating turning in that card.
I was just thinking that. That's very interesting because I've seen Michael Penix Jr. as high as...
The Raiders.
Broncos. Even, I think I've seen the Giants have taken him once. So that's, you know, six. If we get a 64, much as, you know, I feel bad because I'm wearing a Prescott shirt, that's very tempting.
So we're at pick 64. The best available, Michael Penix Jr., Michael Hall Jr., Chris Jenkins, Malachi Corley, Braden Fisk, Bo Braid, Roman Wilson is still available. That's an interesting one as well.
And running backs, who have we got running backs?
Running backs available. You have Will Shipley, Blake Corum, Braylon Allen, Bucky Irving, Audric Estime, Dylan Lowe, Jalen Wright, Ray Davis. You've all the running backs. Realistically,
yeah,
I'd be tempted to take just because then my next move back into that.
Who was that you're tempted to take?
Take the Michigan, only because on my board, the next one after I've got is the kid from Tennessee.
So you want to take Blake Corum here?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I usually take Blake Corum in sort of the third, our usual third round one. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would take Michael Penix Jr. I would, as much as I am a Dak fan, I can't skip that value. I don't think his value is going to drop like, you know, Trey Lance, and then we're shipping him off for a fourth in a few years. But Dak is in his 30s. He has had a major accident with several surgeries. Mm-hmm. It is a league when we saw so many talents go down. And we could probably then move Lance out for a fourth or a fifth. So get some value for him next year.
Yeah.
I'd take Penix and then, you know, have a whole off season of why did Dallas do that?
Jamie, can we get you on the Michael Penix train at all?
No.
So you want to take Blake Corum here?
Out of the two, yeah. I'm not sold.
Okay.
Even I would.
Okay.
I'd rather wait later for another QB later on.
Okay. So we've drafted Blake Corum.
Hey, you went with my pick, and you two overran me on that one as well. If I was going to look at it.
No,
I think that's the right pick, and Penix is the all in pick.
I get why you would look at it, like you said, but
yeah,
it's just not my.
So I've let it run to pick 77. And guess who picked up Michael Penix Jr. with pick 74? The Raiders!
They would be dancing round if they didn't pick him up at 12, but they're paying him a fraction of that in the third round.
So do we want to let it ride to pick 87, or do we want to consider a trade?
So we went Barton. What tackles are still available? Because, of course, that's tackles and linebackers, because, of course, that's what we've got as a screaming need.
So the top tackles available are Kieran Amgaji, Blake Fisher, Delmar Glaze, and Matt Goncalves. And Matt Goncalves was a 30 visit.
What's the trade offer, sorry?
No, I'm saying, do we want to consider making a trade? So I'm paused at pick 78.
I know who I take here. Yeah, that's if we stuck there.
Okay. So do we want to just let it ride?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let it ride to 87. Yeah. Okay. So we are at pick 87.
Mm-hmm.
So we've two trade offers being offered to us. So the first trade is the Jacksonville Jaguars are offering us pick 96 and a 2025 fourth round pick. And we give up 87 and 244. Or the Buffalo Bills are offering us pick 144, a 2025 third and a 2025 fourth for pick 87 and pick 216. Neither of those appeal to me.
No, those are punts into next year when really we need
this.
We need starters now.
Yeah.
Who's available?
Yeah. The big question.
So who is available? We have Cole Bishop, safety out of Utah, Devontez Walker, Javon Bullard, Trevin Wallace, the linebacker out of Kentucky, Chris Abrams-Drain, the cornerback out of Michigan. And then we have two defensive tackles. We have Mason Smith out of LSU and McKinley Jackson out of someplace in Texas.
I like Mason Smith. But with this approach of we need, you know, defensive tackles like we saw with Marzi, we need a bit more seasoning. So I wouldn't, with the approach we're taking. Out of the tackles we talked about, who's still available? And is Jermaine Trotter still available?
Out of the tackles, Blake Fisher is still available. Delmar Glaze, Matt Goncalves, Javon Foster are all available. On the linebackers, Jermaine Trotter is gone. So your best linebackers available are Trevon Wallace, James Williams, Tyron Hopper, Jalen Ford, Trice Knight, and Aaron Casey.
What wide receivers are left?
Yeah.
Your wide receivers, Devontez Walker, Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, some kid named Rice, Jacob Cowing, Javon Baker, Luke McCaffrey, and Taj Washington.
I'm a coin toss on Walker this year.
For me, it's Fisher. I don't think we can go any further without a tackle. Even if we're planning on moving thingy out, I think we need a tackle. So for me, it'd be Fisher.
So you want to go with Blake Fisher here, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame?
Yeah, I'd be happy. Yeah.
Okay. So we're drafting Blake Fisher. Okay. So just looking at things from here. So we pick 95. We pick 128, 133 are available to us. We're only going to do one more trade tonight. So do you want to just let it ride down to 95 or do you want to consider trading back up?
Where are we at now, sorry? What pick are we at now?
So I've paused at a pick. It is a pick 90.
And when are we next on the clock?
We're up in five picks. So this was one of the picks that the Kansas City Chiefs gave us.
I don't know if the other pick, but we'll make three more and see. For two picks before ours.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. And we're paused again.
Is the wide receiver still there?
So, the wide receivers, you still have Johnny Wilson, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, some kid named Rice, Jacob Cowing, Javon Baker. They're all there.
When did Devontez Walker go?
Devontez Walker went right after us. He went to Green Bay.
Yeah, as if they haven't got enough.
So, do we want to let it write down to 95?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, we have two trade offers. The Bengals are offering us pick 97 and they're pick 214 for 95. And some team from Pennsylvania are offering us pick 120, 161, 171 for pick 95 and 244.
What was the Bengals offer?
It was 97 and 214 for pick 95. So we get an extra seventh round pick to go down two spots.
Who's on the board?
Oh, you've swapped roles. So Trevon Wallace is there. Chris Abrams-Drain is there. Mason Smith, McKinley Jackson, Renardo Green, Kalen Bullock, Braylon Allen, Johnny Wilson, and Mike Sam's still there.
Just before we... What QBs?
QBs? Oh, you're really testing me tonight. So Michael Pratt is still there. Jordan Travis, Joe Milton, Austin Reed, Carter Bradley, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary, Jason Bean, Keaton Slovis.
Okay. What round are we in now?
The bottom of the third.
Bottom of the third? Jesus.
Yeah.
Safety might be a sneaky need for us. So Bullock or I won't say the other way of saying it.
The safeties available are we've Caelan Bullock, Darian Taylor, Demerson, Jaden Hicks, Malik Mustafa, Tyke Smith, Kitan Aldapo. And so you've a good you know, if you want to take one of the safeties, you need to take them here, I'd say, before they start moving. For me, the guy who's staring me in the face right now would be Mason Smith or Trevin Wallace. Because you still have hole at linebacker, you still have hole at defensive tackle.
Mason Smith for me.
Yeah. I don't know too much about him, but I've heard him end of the second, so this could be a bit of a fall.
Do we want to take the trade from the Bengals and drop back two slots? Or do we want to consider the other team's offer where we're getting an extra fourth and two extra fifths? Or are we happy to ride? Because let's not forget, we now have two fifths. Or sorry, we've two fourths. We've two fourths, and then we've 216, 21, 233, and 244.
I think we can get some good value out of what we've gained. So I would say pick now.
Pick now. Take Mason Smith.
Bank him.
Okay. Mason Smith is the pick. So we let it ride down. So our next pick is 128. So it's down at 114, 115. Letting it ride. Coming close to our pick. And we're up at 128. So at 128, we've no trade offers. So where do you guys want to go now?
I think Jamie's right. Linebacker, see what value there is.
Linebacker. Okay, so linebackers, the best available linebackers. You've Tyrese Knight, Aaron Casey, Curtis Jacobs, Tommy Eichenberg, Maris Lufu, Edwin Olfuosho, Omar Spates, Jackson Mitchell. Now, Jackson Mitchell and Omar Spates are seventh round picks, according to this. The best available to you are Cade Stover, Mekhi Wingo, Jaleex Hunt, Mason McCormick, Ray Davis, Theo Johnson, and some kid named Rice is still available.
What positions have we taken so far?
We have taken Graham Barton, who's our centre, Blake Corum, who's our running back, and Mason, what's his name? Mason Smith, who's a defensive tackle.
Marzi Smith and Mason Smith. Not that we like making it difficult for ourselves.
We had two T Smiths on the offensive line last year. Why not go with two M Smiths this year?
Didn't catch that.
This is layer four. No, we didn't.
So we've two picks here. We've a pick at 128 and pick at 133, and then we don't pick again till 216 at the bottom of the sixth. So for me, I would strongly consider taking Brendan Rice here because you need a wide receiver. But the other guy who kind of sticks out to me a little bit, and maybe it's a development guy, is Mason McCormick, the offensive guard out of South Dakota State. Because again, maybe Mason, I'm pretty sure Mason McCormick is a right guard. And it gives you some assurance behind the greatest right guard in the game, the greatest right guard to ever play the game in Zach Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be
potentially after
that.
Yeah. I think there's a chance to pick up. I think it'd be better to pick up a developmental wide receiver later than, or hopefully in five picks, than go for the right guard.
So we'll take Mason McCormick. Okay. So I've let it ride, and Brendan Rice went on us. So again, the top guys on the board: Cade Stover, Mekhi Wingo, Jaleix Hunt, Theo Johnson, Jarian Jones, Jared Wiley, Tyler Davis, Layden Robinson, Bo Limmer, Jacob Cowing. So what way do you guys want to go?
So is this our second pick of our
This is the second fourth round pick that we've picked up.
I'm just gonna throw it out here and just thinking, like I said, because what our next pick's what?
Is it 216?
Which is what, six? I'm just going to try it just for the fact that I've been kind of advocate for. I'm going to say pick the QB from Tennessee. I know it's a little early, but that's what I would do because we picked up that one. So it gives you the option of. I think a lot of people are sleeping on it.
You want to pick up Joe Milton? Yeah. What are your thoughts, Craig?
I know a little less about the further down, so I don't know. I don't know about him, but I like the idea of picking up a fourth here. Bit of an insurance policy. We're not really gambling like we would in the sixth. It's a free. Well, in a sense, it's a free pick because we got it from the Bills. I would go QB here just as it's either him or Lance is the future QB2
or QB1.
Yeah, potentially could be our next time.
So you guys want to take Joe Milton here. Okay.
And if he does become QB1, if he can choose the number 4, it means I don't need to get a new shirt. I can just write a new name on the back of this.
All right. Okay, so we are taking Joe Milton. It might be a bit early, but look, I can get behind what you're doing. So we're letting it ride to 216, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've taken a center, a running back, defensive tackle, an offensive guard, a quarterback. We have 3 picks to go. I think we really need to get a linebacker at some point in here.
We need to get a wide receiver, so.
Yeah, that's fair. I've just paused at a pick 166.
Linebacker, wide receiver.
So let's see what wide receivers are available. So you have Taj Washington, Jalen Coker, Jaquan Jackson, Cornelius Johnson, Jordan Whittington. I saw Jamie's ears prick up there with that last name.
No, it was the one before because on my mock today at 216, I picked Jaquan Jackson.
Yeah. And in terms of linebackers, Tommy Eichenberg, Maris Liufu, Edifan Olufoshu, Omar Spates, Jackson Mitchell, Darius Muwatsu.
Could I like the white. What would you do?
Well, Could I tempt you guys to move back up for Tommy Eichenberg?
I was just going to say his name. Yeah.
I remember he was talked about last year potentially coming out. Yeah.
So let me see what I can do with the. Let me see if I can propose a trade because the Giants are on the clock. So the Giants have 166. So I'm going to offer them our 216 and our 233. They've rejected it. It was a bit of a jump. I'll see if they'll take all three picks.
What about next year, Steven?
I'm just seeing if they'll take all three picks. No. Like you're looking at a 50 pick drop here, so that's why it might be more difficult to do.
Yeah.
Let me try it again. So if I go 2016, and I'm offering them our next year's fifth. They've taken it.
Yeah, let's gamble with Eichenberg, see what he can develop into.
Okay. So Tommy Eichenberg, we've taken him. So we've one more pick to go. We've two picks. So we've 233 and 244 still to go. So let's ride this out. Now you have lost next year's fifth round pick, but I think for a guy like Tommy Eichenberg, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
So I think we've all got a pick that we want.
Look, just the smile on his face there, just told the whole story. Mid.
So we're coming up to our. We're into the seventh round now, coming up to 233. Oh, do it to me.
Who's the best player available? Because this is the kind of.
Oh! He went right before. I was trying to look after Mike. I was trying to get him one of them feckin' girls that he likes. I was trying to get a girl from that farming college.
So who's the best player available?
Well, so the best player available right now is Logan Lee, the defensive tackle out of Iowa. You've Drake Nugent, Dominique Hampton, Jamari Cromo. Dejon Edwards is here, the running back out of Georgia. And Ryan Watts, the safety out of Texas.
I pretended with DT just to pull for that one.
So who are you thinking of? We've already taken one tackle already. You want a double dip on tackle? You want a double dip on defensive tackle?
I'd be happy with that.
Craig, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't recognize the names, but if any of them are just absolute, what was it? I can't remember whichever podcast it is, just said, let's just get some more beefy on the line. So if any of them are like 7'2" and 7'2" wide, then just click yes.
So I couldn't convince either of you to take another running back here.
Actually.
We extended Dowdle for a year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is the running back from Marshall still there?
Oh, you always do it to me, Jamie.
I don't think he's gonna be there though.
Jamie.
You there?
He's there.
Ooh. What's his name?
Roisin Ali.
Just to keep that little smile on Jamie's face, I think it's worth it.
Go on, we're gonna do it. We're taking Roisin Ali
because it could be a sneaky pick.
I don't think he's going to be there. I'll say that on.
Man, I was like, I like the look of it.
So we're at the last pick, so 244. The best available players are Dejon Edwards, running back out of Georgia, Ryan Watt, safety out of Texas. Now, this is an offensive guard's name, if ever I've heard one. Prince Pines.
All right.
Offensive guard out of Tulane. Is there any position that you guys want to take here or want to look at? Because the next guy whose name is available is Quinton Newsome, cornerback out in Nebraska.
Any GMs on there?
What about wide receivers?
Wide receivers.
Are we down to the real sort of wide receiver 17?
Yeah, we're down. We're really down now. Most of the highest ranked wide receiver is an undrafted free agent.
Yeah. Yeah, BPA at this point.
For me, the guy I would take here would be Quinton Newsome. I'm pretty sure that's Greg Newsome's brother, the cornerback who went to the Cleveland Browns a couple of years ago in the draft. I think looking at what we've done so far, we've taken center, running back, defensive tackle, offensive guard, quarterback, linebacker, and running back. Now, I'm on record as saying that Dan Quinn got an awful lot of pieces across his 3 years in Dallas. It's kind of a time now where you've only given Mike Zimmer two pieces to play with. You know, you've given him Eric Kendricks as well. But I would be leaning towards the cornerback here. But I'm happy for you guys to make a decision as well.
And essentially, you've given him over Sean because he's technically a rookie because he sat last year.
Yeah, similar with Marzi. He might actually
Roll
the game again.
And Eric Scott and Junior Fajoko.
I mean, we're getting Trayvon back, which will be brilliant. We've got Bland. We don't know what's happening with Gilmore. And then the quality kind of drops a little bit. So it may be worth kicking the tires on a cornerback.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take Quinton Newsome, the cornerback out of Nebraska. And we've had a good history with Nebraska players as well. You know, if he can come in and do what Luke Gifford did for us a couple of years ago in terms of being the special teams ace at gunner, you know, I'm happy to take that from my seventh round draft pick at this stage. So it's written out. So our draft class, based on what we've done, so we traded down in the first, we got pick 28. And we got pick 128 and 133. And then in the second round, we traded down again and got pick 64 and pick 95 and gave up our second round pick and gave up pick 174. And then in the fifth round, we traded back in. We gave up a seventh round pick and our 2025 fifth round pick and got a linebacker. So our full draft class is Graham Barton at center, Blake Corum running back, Blake Fisher an offensive tackle, Mason Smith a defensive tackle, Mason McCormick an offensive guard, Joe Milton a quarterback, Tommy Eichenberg a linebacker, Roisin Ali a running back, and Quinton Newsome a cornerback. Is there anything you guys would be disappointed about if that was the draft class we ended up with?
No, I think
yeah.
This is that way.
Yeah,
it's a good spread of players. It's a good, quite a few there are certain starters or near to. I don't think we're gambling on anything too early that couldn't be of use to us.
Yeah,
I think wide receivers probably something to do, but yeah, there are enough around on the free agent market sale bin that we can get someone in.
Yeah. Like there will be opportunities to add in free agency. And look, wide receivers can develop later on. You know, so you could pick up an undrafted guy. I think we've John Stephens Jr. who's returning after a year out with injury. I think he's more of a catching tight end rather than a blocking tight end. So he'll be an add to your team. You've Talbert and Brooks who are coming on. I think Moreno Cropper is still on the practice squad or on a futures contract. You know, so you have plenty of bodies there. I would say, yeah, we're probably a little bit disappointed not to pick up a wide receiver in this class. But it's not awful either.
Yeah, and that's down to the fact that we had to make the right moves here because we hadn't made the right moves last month.
Yeah. So that is it, gentlemen. Is there anything else you would like to discuss before we get out of here tonight?
I think if we showed this kind of movement, ambition, risk taking, then I'd be happy. It would be the kind of, like I said at the top, it'd be the kind of activity that shows we're willing to make this a roster that can work. If we see nothing like this and just wait and wait and wait, and then the long wait between third and fifth, then it shows a front office that just doesn't seem to, it isn't all in.
Yeah. Jamie, anything else to add?
No, like I said, I think we let's have to obviously receive it. We cover a lot of them. I've got to add. Oh my God, at least it's not by the top of the show. But you lose me again. What the? But yeah, sorry. No, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we didn't really address wide receiver, but I'm sure Cowboys will sneak and we do.
Yeah.
Free agent. I think a little bit of depth in other places. Sort of at the top of the show, that our first three picks probably had to contribute that way. We got good guys that could do.
Yeah,
happy with that draft. Why the fuck should take us to the star?
Yeah, three of us rocking it. I reckon we'll work.
So before we get out of here, which of you gentlemen wants to give the shout out?
Go on, Craig. I did it last time.
Okay. So, if you're looking to turn 2024 into your dream trip, then there is no one better to do than with the Cowboys experience. We had a fantastic time in Thanksgiving. We got the game tickets sorted, stadium tour started, meet and greet, upgrade and meet. It is fantastic. Mention you play Cowboys, and they'll throw in free prizes, including drink.
Brilliant. So look, we will be back again on Tuesday night. It will be myself and Mike who will be there. Hopefully some of you gentlemen might join us on a Tuesday night. Myself and Mike will talk over the weekend and decide what we're actually going to talk about. We've kind of talked about pet cats. We might go around and maybe do a couple of guys in the upper rounds who people are sleeping on, something like that. But we'll figure it out and we'll let you guys know. But look, it's a good night for me.
Good night from me and the front office in Dallas.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Let's talk to our boys.